All right, guys, welcome to another G30 podcast. I am Count. I'm here with Timmy and Chris. What's going on, guys?
Yo.
We're coming together a little bit crazy right now. People are at work. People are coming home from work. But it is what it is. How you doing, Timmy?
I'm good, man. Another good week in the book.
We'll talk about that in a minute. It's a little controversial. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Just here. At work. I'm the one that's working, guys. I'm
But the dedication is there.
Trying. And shout out my homie George from Straight from the Stands. And yeah, he gave me that microphone.
Oh, nice.
J-Ball, is it? JBL? The one that they're sponsored. And I asked him one day, I'm like, J-Lab. It's called J-Lab. And he was like, yeah, man, take it. So hopefully I sound a lot better now.
You sound good. Nice. There you go. Thank you, Straight from the Sands, George, and all those guys. We got to do something with them sometime. I was on there a long time ago, and I know you used to go on all the time, Chris. Yeah. Timmy, did you ever go on that show?
I don't think so. It was just you, Kyle. I was like, yeah, you got it.
these guys are doing good work, and I think they were off this week, but hoping everything's good over there. Shout out to them. Let's talk about this Galaxy, man. So the Galaxy come back from 2-0 to win 3-2 in a game that any year in recent memory I can remember, we shit the bed and lose and maybe lose 5-0. You know, like, I think there's a lot of mixed emotions out there among people because on one hand, like, we win, and on the other hand, it's coming back from behind again, which we've seen before. I don't know what you think, Chris. What do you tell people out there that are like unsure about how to feel about the win?
I mean, I'm excited. I like the fight in the team, man. It's a good feeling knowing you know, before a few years ago, turn off the TV after 2-0. I'll see you guys tomorrow. You know what I mean? But now I was like, I'm not turning off the TV. This past game, we watched it here and at work. And even my coworkers that don't watch soccer, they're like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? So what I would say, man, is just, yeah, look, it's good signs. We're getting there. We're competing. This doesn't mean that we're going to go undefeated the whole season, guys. Trust me, you know. And I'll say it. The loss is coming. It's not coming this weekend. We'll get into that. Yeah. But I mean, I'll always say it, next week might be the one they take us down. You know, we take defeated or in 10 games, you know, it's really hard to go undefeated in this game, in this league. So it's tough. So, and also I've also told people, I was talking to you guys about this. This also doesn't mean championship team yet. You know what I mean? We still have lots to figure out. The defense still has, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As much as we can score, but I don't think every game is going to come down. Okay. If they score 3, we score 4. If they score 5, we're going to score 6. You know what I mean? So there's stuff that's figured out, but I'll be that, you know, that fan. I'm excited, man. It's good, man. Yeah. It's fun.
Timmy, what do you think of the comeback?
I mean, it was great. I mean, like Chris said, like if this was at this time last year, we would have turned it off already. Cause like, oh yeah, it's Kansas City away. They always have our number. The coach has never lost to Greg Vanning. You know, it was a lot of downs coming into this game. But to see that fight that they had going into that second half, I think those changes like really work. I'm also going to give a shout out to Brugman, man. He really, really made the difference in the next like 40 minutes that he played, I think.
It was two halves, man. It was
literally like he really is the difference maker in that midfield as well. I mean, of course, Ricky does his magic, but like Gastón really does like all the dirty work so Ricky can do his thing, you know? And
that's
it
true.
Showed.
I think it showed a lot. I think Chris said it when we were texting during the game. He was like, you know, Brugman takes the pressure off in a way that Cerrillo doesn't. And I mean, we saw Cerrillo, the first goal that the first goal that we gave up against Kansas City, this dude took a shot from like 20 yards out and Cerrillo was in front of him, but he didn't pressure him, you know? And like Cerrillo has those moments a little bit sometimes, I think, where like he's, doesn't know where to apply the pressure, and you know, like they're gonna take shots and they're good, they're gonna make them. But you don't have that same problem with Brogman.
I agree. It's tale of two halves for sure. And we mentioned this, I think, last week in the pod, like if we put the run and get this team tired in the midfield and fight, and then you bring in Brugman to make it happen. I mean, psh, that's all we
It's gonna
need.
happen.
That's all we need, man.
It's gonna
Yeah, man.
happen. So let's talk about dude who made team of the week finally, Mark Delgado. This is one of those guys. Oh, it's a Vanny guy. Oh, he doesn't do anything. Oh, he's not good enough. Look at the other people he's around. And dude has like I was just looking at the stats on the website, and he's like league leader in a couple of categories. Actually, no. I don't know. He for a minute he was definitely like assist leader and had a lot of like pass. He always has like a really high passing rate. But you know he's not good enough to be on the team. What do you think about that, Timmy? Is he finally popping out?
Yeah, man, finally. I think the big difference is our wingers that are able to like be able to cater to him as well, you know? Because Ricky is, I mean, not Ricky, Marky is always gonna play that break the line passes, you know, we always known that he's able to do that, but our people that we had on the wings past years couldn't really like keep up to the ball, and by the time they would get to the ball, they would already be beat and they would be knocked out of bounds or something. But now Joseph Paintsill, that we have Joseph Paintsill now, bro, like it's a big difference maker, as you could see against when we played St. Louis and Marky plays that ball from like our half of the field and he just, you know, goes off. Like you could tell, like that's, it's a huge difference that you see in this team.
Yep, for sure, definitely. Chris, thoughts on Delgado?
Sorry about that. No, dude. He's this midfield last year, I called it. I thought we would have had one of the best midfield trio in the league. And it's good to this year when Brugman's in there now, it seems like that's actually it. You know what I mean? These guys, it works together. Mark, I mean, Mark's just it's hard work. That's what it is with him. It's just hard work. It's nothing that he's talented or any. It's just the guy hustles and you know he's gonna get it done. So
Yeah.
big props to him, man. I do dislike like the talk a lot of people. I'm not gonna mention what I read on Twitter today that a lot of people are saying unsung hero Mark DeGallo. Like, I'm sorry, dude. Like us Galaxy fans that are Galaxy fans, I know what Mark DeGallo brings, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
So
that's
there's
true.
been a few of from MLS that I read today, and there's a guy with a mustache talking shit again. But it's
Fuck him.
yeah, dude, it's
Where's
not
Mikey?
it's not we knew what he can do. You know what I mean? Guy,
Yeah.
that guy's, you know, he won't be the superstar, but he's gonna be to get the work done.
Yeah. And shout out. Speaking of, shout out to Mikey, who's not here today. He's indisposed at the moment, but we're waiting for a prediction to come in from him. So let's see if we get this. Talking about men with mustaches. But yeah, Mark is second in the league with assists, and he's tied with
That's so
Suarez.
crazy.
And yeah, it's crazy. It's this guy from Red Bulls, Vanzier, Delgado Suarez tied, and then Lucho Acosta. Like he's in good company. Looking at these other stats, man, this is crazy. Like Deion's in the Golden Boot. Ricky's leading in touches. Jovelic is leading in shots on target. You know, like they're all over. It's crazy. It's passing the eye test, and I think that's what people can't trust, right? You're like looking at it and you're like, there should be something wrong, but there's not something wrong, you know, and we're that's
It's, you know, it's it, it it could happen, man. We could start off hot and then at the end of the season, Houston eliminates us
Yep,
from
it's
playoff
true.
contention, you know what I
It's
mean?
true. It's
Yeah.
true.
So it's like I said, it's I'm not, I don't know. I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah.
It's we'll see what happens. We're just expecting the worst right now.
Shout out to my boy though. I have to give credit. Last person to give credit to before I have a maybe a controversial question, but my man Eric Zavaleta. That was El Salvador
That's Chris's boy.
Zavaleta.
That's Chris's boy right there. As soon as he scored, I had to tell Chris, like, bro, your boy just scored. Come
Oh,
on,
you
give him
weren't
his
the only one.
props.
Trust me. You were not the only one.
So funny. So funny. But
It
that
wasn't
was
even a
good.
header. It wasn't even a header. He just got it knocked to him and he turns and he shoots and it's
He's
in the back of the net.
good for those sometimes. I don't know. It's
Yeah.
weird.
Yeah, I'll give him that. He is good with those.
I mean, dude, honestly, play him to his strengths. If we need a goal, dude, at a minute 85, throw that fool as a forward.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We have
Why
options now.
not?
I think
Look at
that's.
Depew, like what they did with Depew back in the day.
Yeah,
You
man.
just put him in the forward role.
All right. So I want to ask a question about Peck because Peck, and I said this to Charlie the other day, Chris, and looking at P, and I know it was his first start. I know he missed it, whatever, and he hasn't had time to gel, and I'm taking that into consideration. But like looking at the guy, right? He is way, way, way more raw than Paintsill is. Like Paintsill's polished, you know, and like Peck comes in and he's kind of wobbly and crazy. And you see he wants to do like the crazy touches and get past people. And I think he can. But I don't think it was just me. I heard a little bit of a little bit of rumbling, like, how long is it gonna take Peck to settle in? I don't know if you have any thoughts about that, Chris.
So this is the cost of bringing in a young player like that, right? This is it. You don't know much. These highlights, and what I tell people all the time, you don't go based on highlights, bro. Like, I could fucking make a highlight and make it seem like I'm a $10 million player. My fat ass. You know what I mean? Like, it's highlights. So, but this is the gamble. We went out for a guy that no one knows, had a good season with his club, got called up to the Olympic team. What I noticed at that point is like the guy wasn't even a starter for that team. Though, you know what I mean? So, you know, he's a hustler, everything. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Guy was, you know, nervous, Kansas City, tough. You know what I mean? So for sure, I'm not judging him. But bro, like you got 2 good weeks, 2 good teams coming. It's yo,
We're
like
gonna
this
find
is
out.
we're gonna find out, you know, and good. That's like I said, that's the gamble. Either we hit it like with pencil or we fucked up and now we're stuck with this guy for 5 years.
That's true. Timmy, you have any thoughts on Peck? Is it worth mentioning the little whispers out there about him, or what do you think?
I'm not worried about it because I know Peck's potential. I've seen it in previous games. I've seen it against Miami. I've seen it against when we play St. Louis. When he comes in, like as a sub, like you saw those little sparks that he had, right?
That's
And this was the
fair.
first time, and that was the first time we actually gave him starting time. And I guess he wasn't really used to that yet because he was used to being a starter when he came in with us. But now Greg is like, yeah, we're gonna give you the wheel. So his first game, yeah, it was shaky, but I think he made it up with that game-winning assist at the end. It looked like it was supposed to be a shot, but Markey read it really good, and look, it went to the back of the net, so it paid off. So I'm hoping we have more of those. I'm hoping Peck has more scores his first goal, hopefully against Seattle or quote unquote against LAFC. That's our new signings, by the way, always score against that team, bro.
I
Just want to give
know.
you a heads up.
That's a
Always.
question. That's a question for next week. I want to know who the think start thinking about who the new well, Dayon's the Chiva killer, right? But well, there's gonna be
If he, never mind. I'm not gonna say nothing about Dejan. Keep it to myself.
I think we'll leave him alone this week. So, well, actually, no, let's transition there since we're talking about people who like have little, let's call them warts, right? Like little things so far. Dayan offside on the header, and I was like, oh, and then he's offside again on the first time he got the pass from Ricky in the second half, and I was like, here we go. And I was texting and I was so pissed. I'm like, fuck this guy. And then they run the same play again, and he silences everyone again. Like,
I love it.
I don't know. Yeah, Timmy, what are you thinking? That's your guy.
I love it. You guys saw me on Twitter. I was talking about shit. Keep in mind, I was already pretty gone, but like, as soon as I saw that goal go in the back of the net, I sh told everyone to shut the hell up, everybody, because I knew he was scoring against Kansas City. I knew. That's probably one player I'll always be biased about. That's always going to be my boy. But I'll never be like, oh, like if he'll have a bad game, I'll definitely call him out for it. Like, be like, yeah, he had a bad game. But you know, this one, I'll give him his props. He scored 5 for 5. That's it.
Tied with Brian McBride, like
Yeah.
I'm quiet, I guess. Chris is
Yeah.
shaking his head.
Look, man, look, I'm not challenging that he's finding form. He's scoring. You know, last season, guy couldn't fucking buy peanuts if he had the chance. You know what I mean?
I
I
agree.
think now it's you have to evolve, bro, from going, little one go here, one go there. Yes, yeah, five in a row, whatever. A stupid, record that no one gave a fuck until like 2 weeks ago, okay?
He could not score again the whole season for all we know.
Right, you know? But also, it's like the opportunities you're getting, and this is also on a team, not just him. Fagundes had two, you know what I mean? And these are opportunities like, yo, come on, man. Like, get them in there. Why put ourselves in situations and him as our starting striker? Put ourselves in situations where like you can't get a tapping in or a rebound in, but yeah, you score one. You had 10 chances, you scored one. That's cool,
Scoring
fool.
10%.
You know what I mean? That I'm not throwing shade at the guy. I like him. I'm happy he's scoring 5 for 5. But the chances he's getting at the end of these games, Billy Sharp hits him.
Yeah,
Billy Sharp hits him.
it's true.
you know
So
what's crazy?
that's what I'm saying.
You told him, Chris, you've told him many times, right? 40 goals this season. If he would have hit every chance he've had, that dude would be like 25% way there already, which is
Literally.
crazy. Yeah. Crazy. He's had insane amount of looks, and I don't know. We'll see. That remains to be seen. All right. So before we go on to Seattle, I have some thoughts here. So the Galaxy are in second place, and like I said earlier, we are in a position now where half the fans are like, it's not good enough, and they're like waiting for us to collapse, right?
Yeah.
And then the other half are people who are wanting to be excited. I tried to get a couple of extra tickets to the game this weekend, and I had a hard time doing it. They were like, well, we'll see what we have because the game's almost sold out, right? So, like, people are vibing with it. People are feeling the DJ sets. People are feeling the experience, you know? I'm excited to go back this weekend. I missed the game against St. Louis.
Yeah.
But the fan base is in this place right now where they kind of, there's excitement building. They want to trust, and but there's like the lack of respect because we haven't earned it yet, you know? So I don't know. With the Galaxy being in second place, with people feeling hope, and so many other people feeling like, I don't want to call it hate, but like, you know, they're still not Vandy fans or there's still problems. Like, what do we do as a fan base? Like, I guess what do you see as the appropriate like feeling to have about the team? Chris is
Well,
kind of smiling.
because first half of this past weekend's game, people were calling to fire Vanny in that first half. And all I have to say, I'm not even going to details, is this is what I'm going to say. And you could quote me on this one. Winning solves everything. That's all it is. If we were playing good soccer, but losing 3-2, 1-0, but we were playing good. Everybody will fucking calling the Raptors to come after this backroom staff, fire the medical team like that. That's but since we're winning, it's entertaining. Everybody's shutting the fuck up. That's all it is.
I know.
You know,
Yeah,
that's
that's really
really all it
interesting.
is. Because they're
People.
scoring on us.
Yeah.
It's not like we're keeping clean sheets. I still don't know if switching bomb for McCarthy it was the answer because they're still scoring. So I still don't know that.
Yeah, it's interesting. And McCarthy will like not play to the whistle, right? He'll like expect to like. That's that crosstown mentality, maybe he's shaking off still, right? Like, he'll get pushed in the box or obstructed and be like, oh, but they fouled me. It's like, well, you
Yep.
didn't play. You
Yep.
didn't play to the whistle. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Timmy, what do you think? What do you think is an appropriate way to feel about the team right now?
Upbeat for sure, definitely, because it's a new feeling, but definitely not have your expectations too high. Because after what the points that you guys made, I'm like, yeah, we. It's very hard to stay undefeated in this league, this and that. But it's fair for people to feel like, oh yeah, I think we're back, this and that. We're doing pretty good. We're already up in the individual charts. We're already second place so far. So it's definitely upbeat, but definitely don't go overboard with what we're feeling. But it's definitely more good than bad this year, for sure.
Yeah, you're right, Chris. People, including maybe some people on this podcast who shall remain nameless, but you know, very, very ready to be like, oh, we're gonna tie again, and then we're not. We're winning, right? So I don't know. I couldn't tell you how to feel. Yeah, I need like five more games, I think.
Yeah, you know,
Yeah.
it because also I look at the standings. If we lose the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we're back down. Like
That's true.
second place right now doesn't mean shit.
No,
You know
yeah,
what I
it's way
mean?
too
So
early.
we lose those 2 games or whatever, or even one, dude. We're back down mid-table.
It's true. It's
So
true.
it's just, let's hope we keep on getting these wins and have the team fighting, and we'll see.
Yeah, I think we'll see. All right, let's talk about Seattle. They are cheeks right now. They are looking for a win still. I think they're two loss, two draw.
Crazy. They're getting clapped.
They got beat up by the Smurfs. Like, I don't know. João Paulo is hurt. Their DP is hurt. You know, all of their people are hurt, and they're not keeping clean sheets either. But I feel like this is a little bit of a trap game situation right now. And I'm a little wary, right? What I would like to see is a big, decisive, like, victory. Like, I don't think there's no way we should lose this week. It would be crazy if this is the game we lost, but, you know.
Yeah.
We've seen crazier things, and then of course the game after that one is significant. We'll talk about that next time. But what do we got to do against Seattle, Timmy?
Kill them. Literally kill them. That's what we got to do. Put them away in the first half and then joyride into the second half. Nice. Not let go of the wheel. Maybe score three or four. But maybe that's unrealistic. But it's realistic, but unrealistic. But I will say we just got to kill them in the first half
What
and
if we
make them
tie?
write it up the second half.
What if we tie them?
Then
As long as
I.
Dejan gets one goal.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care.
Chris, what are we looking for in Seattle?
Just smacking the fuck out of them, honestly. Get 2-1-2 in the first half, another in the third, 3-0, 4-0. And here's I want a clean sheet against them.
Yeah.
You
I
that's the,
think
if we if we're gonna be realistic, get a
true.
clean sheet. That's it. We win it, whatever, but clean sheet.
This
Yes.
has the decisive, this needs to be the decisive win, right? I mean, let's look at it. The season is long. Things are not won right now. Honestly, if we took 1 point from this game, probably a good thing. Like, not the end of the world if we lose the game, other than it'd be stupid. Like, I have other questions if that happens, right? But if we decisively win this game, then we are in pole position for the week after. And then it's like, you know, big dick swinging, for lack of a better term, right? Like, we need that. We need that, and we don't have that yet. And that's what I'm waiting to see. So what do you think happens, Timmy? What's the score?
Budge. I say we win 3-1. I don't think we get the clean sheet because our defense is still going to be a little sloppy. If we have like, especially if we give up like a bunch of corners, I know for sure we're going to
Yeah,
give up like a little set
that's
piece goal.
bad.
So
But
I'm a
Martin
def.
is back. That's true.
I know that's true.
Martin. Okay, so
Yeah, that's true.
Timmy says 3-1 Galaxy. Chris, what do you say?
Deion, I think Deion scores
Oh.
again. Painsville gets another one. And then Peck gets his first one.
All right. Chris, what do you say?
3-0. We get the clean sheet. And Ricky scores. Paint still scores. And one of our defenders.
Ooh, okay, so hip defender. All
And
right,
then
and I'm
it turns all gross after that.
gonna say 3-0 as well, and I'm gonna say JP 2 and Dayon 1, and we'll see. And we'll see. It looks like it's going. Is this the week that I heard Calvin Harris is coming? Is that true?
No,
I heard that too.
he's still he's in Miami. We got some from some Miami fan drummer gonna perform at halftime. And
Awesome.
I'm being very passionate about this bullshit that they're doing. It's exciting, it's fun, atmosphere.
Yeah.
But don't be naming these fucking people G's for life when we've seen pictures of them somewhere else. All right.
What do
Even with
you
this drummer dude, I went on his Instagram. Well, that dude was fucking wearing a Miami jersey at the
Yep.
season opener with his kid, And then he
Oh
had a few
God.
posts before that. Vamos Miami. You're like, nah, bro. I ain't playing that shit over here, dog. No.
pay for play.
Yeah, like we talk shit about them doing that shit and we're doing the same shit. Like, nah.
Yep, they, you know, I agree. I think they're trying, you know, they're trying things, but
Right.
yeah, be careful.
And look, for sure, you're not gonna get an LA Galaxy fan on every DJ, blah blah blah, whatever. I understand that, but you know, don't just pay and bring people just, oh, this guy, you know what I mean? Like that Cookie Monster last week.
All right. Oh, wait. I have a good one. I have a good one. Last question. How do we feel about Gossett in the Angels jersey today? Boo.
Hey, Big Will said, nope, we're going with the Angels, not the Dodgers.
Ah. And
No.
they've always been so good about like
Doing both.
balancing, doing
Yeah.
both, you know, but I don't know if that's gonna happen because you're right. He's a Yankee.
He's a Yankee
He's a
fan.
Yankee, bro.
All right, guys. Well, Tim, you have any final thoughts?
Hopefully we win. We kill them in the first half Saturday, and I'll be looking forward to the next game if we do kill them.
Are
And
you
it's gonna
going
be a good week.
Saturday?
No, I'll be in Cancun.
Oh, you're going already. Yeah. Chris,
Yes, sir.
you're going Saturday, right?
I'll be there. You?
Cool. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be
Yeah,
there. So
we'll
that'd be
tailgate a
good.
bit.
Final thoughts?
Yeah, clean sheet for sure. Dominate. I don't want headaches. You
Yeah.
know, in the 80th minute. Even if we get a 1-0 and just hold on to it for the rest of the game, that's cool. Like, important thing is get the clean sheet and keep the points. Because we know damn well if we were in their position and going up to Seattle, they wouldn't hold back for shit. So
Nope.
for sure we
Nope.
gotta take them out right now. And we'll see. It's gonna be a fun night. Stadium Club's gonna be open after the game, so going up there and asking the DJ to play some Bad Bunny while I'm drunk.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a few this weekend. All right,
Yeah.
Timmy, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at SpiceTaco18, and that's it.
Chris, what about you?
CSAN07 everywhere, and I'm still looking for you guys. He's staying quiet. Nobody wanted to smoke after last week, so come at me, man.
And I am Count Chalk 786 on everything, and we'll see you guys on the other side for El Tráfico week next week. All right. All right. Have a safe trip, Timmy.
Thank you.
All right.
Peace.
Peace. Later, guys.